Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Go, 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 go. Much like the Sacramento Kings, we are off and running. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time, wherever you might be. Around the great Sunshine State tonight, it is the Magic, it is the Kings, and it is getting ready to ignite, it is getting ready to kickstart, and it is getting ready to take place inside the Amway Center. It is the 2-4 Magic opposite of the 4-3 Sacramento Kings. If I were to sit here and ask you that if you thought the 7 games into the year when the Sacramento Kings came into Amway Center that they would be carrying a ledger that was higher on the win side than on the losing side, raise your hand. How many people raise their hand? I'm going to go with a whole lot of zero. But that is what we have tonight. Magic taking on the Kings. Can they stop a Kings team that began a 4-game road trip last night in Miami and absolutely decimated the Heat inside their own arena? But they are on a back-to-back. This is the team that likes to get out and run. And the question will be, can they stop De'Aaron Fox in transition? And also, can their young guys compete with the same kind of speed and athleticism that the Kings have? That'll be something to watch. Call-in number is 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. The text line is 50857. That's 50857. If you got a comment, if you want to have something asked, just get it out there, put it out there. But that is the number to text in. Okay, just a reminder, the Magic do have a new podcast. It is your Orlando Magic Pod Squad and dropping tomorrow. I speak this as the truth. Hedo Turkoglu in studio with the Pod Squad. Pod Squad has Dante Marcatelli, George Galante, David Steele, Jeff Turner. All 4 of them huddled around Hedo Turkoglu tomorrow. It should be fun. It should be exciting. All you got to do to subscribe, search Orlando Magic Radio on iTunes or the Google Play Store, or just search the Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Magic getting set for what will be the first of 5 over their next 6 games inside the Amway Center. And it all starts tonight with a very good Sacramento team. And maybe the word very is a little bit too strong, but a much improved Sacramento team that comes in on the back end of a back-to-back. It is now my pleasure to welcome in the Athletics' very own Jason Jones. And I'll tell you what, Jason, last year when we had you on this show, you were Jason Jones at the Sacramento Bee. I'm still taking a little bit of time processing that and getting used to it, but congratulations on the move. I'm a big supporter of the Athletic, and I'm excited for what you guys are doing over there.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm still getting used to it, too. Imagine trying to log up to your email. You keep typing in the wrong email address. I can't figure out why you can't get into the system, but it's been about a month and a half now. It's been good. It's been really good so far.
I was going to say, for our listeners who aren't so familiar with the Athletic yet, what exactly is different about what the Athletic is doing from a regional standpoint and from a national standpoint?
Regionally, even nationally, we're really focused on storytelling. Telling stories that take time to develop, not just, you know, as a newspaper guy, it was always about the next day, the next hour, getting out as much as you can. You know, constant churning of content. Even if it wasn't the best content, you still put it out because you felt like you had to. Now you take my time, craft a really good story, you know, go into depth on some things, you know, give you like a lot of really good journalism, just real good in-depth things, along with breaking news. We still have that too, but we also have a much bigger focus on, you know, if we're not going to clickbait you with, you know, a catchy headline just to tell you that someone sprained their ankle.
Well,
and being a newspaper, I was kind of forced into writing those things, and the headline would be like, guess who's out tonight? And it's like, oh, let me click on that. Oh, yeah, he sprained his ankle in practice. You know, we're not going to do that to you.
I was going to say, I've been a big supporter of the Athletic now for about 2 years, especially once it started with their baseball coverage. And I'm excited to see that now they fully have dove into the NBA. And I think that what your counterpart here in Orlando and Josh Robbins has done so far is really exciting. And I'm excited to see where you guys go from an NBA standpoint. But I'll tell you what, the Sacramento Kings team hasn't been too bad to follow so far. They haven't been too bad to cover. What they're doing offensively is impressive, and I thought that Willie Cauley-Stein had probably the quote of the night last night. He said something along the lines of, we haven't had this kind of energy in a long, long time. Can you explain to me what exactly he means by that?
It's just an overall enthusiasm amongst the group. I mean, for the last 2 years, it was kind of a weird mix of young and old. Like, you had guys who were really, really old or really young, and it was hard to kind of figure out what exactly they were doing. You know, are you trying to be a veteran team? Are you trying to be a young team? Are you trying to win? Are you trying to develop? It was always kind of this weird mix. And they finally said, you know what? We're going to go ahead. We're going to go young. We're going to let these young kids run, and have an identity. They haven't had an identity in forever. You know, at least you know what they are now. You know, even last year, when they had Zach Randolph playing in George Hill, you draft De'Aaron Fox because you want to speed the game up, but George Hill's a more methodical player. I think it hurt both guys because neither guy kind of knew what to be. And now they know exactly what they are. And so if you really see it in the way they play, you know, they got a stretch four and, you know, Belisa from Minnesota. And that was kind of a sign I'm going, I don't know what they're doing with that one, really, because they really needed a three-man. But getting another shooter at the four spots really helped Willie Cauley-Stein's game. It helped everyone spread the floor. So they have an identity now.
Right now, talking with Jason Jones of The Athletic. You can go on The Athletic and check out what he's written there. He does a great job. Recently had a great story about a 27-year-old trainer that they have. Also does a fantastic job covering this team. Okay, I want to stick offensively with some of the things that you just said, because I think it's really interesting what this Kings team has tried to do. You kind of put it all into a nutshell. Over the last couple of years, they've really tried to speed things up, but the personnel hasn't always fit what they've wanted to do. How much of that last year was they wanted to run and go, kind of like Dwayne Wade said last night, but they weren't necessarily ready to put everything on De'Aaron Fox? How much of that was this just them trying to set the table for what was eventually going to be this year?
That was a big part of it. The only question you had was, did they find the right guy to do that? I mean, you're asking a guy in George Hill who probably still, he's not necessarily in a decline. But, you know, you're asking him to basically be a mentor. So it was just a weird mix. And when they finally turned the team over to De'Aaron about the second half of the season, De'Aaron kind of struggled with, you know, how aggressive to be. And you kind of had to prod him and push him to be aggressive and to say, take off. And if they don't run with you, that's on them. This year, there's no hesitation now, and I've talked to him about it more than once. He said he's a different guy. He knows this is his team, that everything is based on him. You know, and he's one of the reasons why they didn't draft Luka Doncic. People wonder, the Kings saw Luka the point guard, and they didn't want the ball from De'Aaron Fox. Because people are still going to criticize him for that, but that was, they wanted to play this style with De'Aaron Fox with the ball. And so De'Aaron understands that. They've told De'Aaron, you know, you just go. You got to be more assertive. They really weren't worried about De'Aaron in terms of bringing, play, his style of play. It was more the intangible. They wanted to see him be more aggressive, be more assertive, be more of a leader. And so far, he's really taken to it.
I was going to say, 18 points per game. He looks like he's more confident out there. And you spoke to him about the assertiveness. That is definitely there. And sometimes I also feel like it takes a young point guard to kind of find his footing in this league, especially when it's only halfway through the season. Some of those things aren't things that can be taught. That's just something that he has to get comfortable with.
Right. And like he told me one time during the summer, people forget, he was 19 years old playing with like Vince Carter. You know, and you're basically a kid and you're like, that's Vince Carter. Do I yell at Vince Carter? You know, do I yell at Zach Randolph? I'm a kid. That could be my dad. So there's definitely an adjustment there. And he, you know, and now he doesn't have that same trepidation now, because he's like, you know, I'm a pro. This is what I do. And it's been fun to watch kind of just that progression with him. It's kind of sudden, but it's so noticeable. You go, wow, he is not the same kid he was last year.
Absolutely. Right now, talking with Jason Jones of The Athletic. Okay, we've talked about, you know, them wanting to get out and run, and Dwayne Wade saying go yesterday is how he described it. But the proof is in the numbers, and granted, the sample size isn't large. It's just seven games so far. But what this team has done in pace of play, right now second in the league, I think they were 30th in the league last year. Is this pace, it's something they've wanted to do for a while, but is it also designed to help them cover up some of their flaws, especially when it comes to shooting?
Yeah. You know, this team does not want to play in the half court. what happens is when they get in the half court, their lack of size on the wing is exposed, which is part of the reason why they have problems defensively. you know, they're small on the perimeter for, you know, a lot, you know, for the most part. So when they do not want a slow game. You know, they do not want to have to be, they don't have a true go-to guy, a guy who creates, you know, when the game slows down, we give the ball to that guy, he can get us a shot. So it really is to their benefit to keep that game as fast as possible and not allow the game to slow down to where you can expose those flaws they have on both ends of the floor.
Right now, talking with Jason Jones of The Athletic. You can check out his stuff at theathletic.com and search the Sacramento Kings. Does a wonderful job covering them. Okay, you mentioned it and you kind of teased on it, everything that everyone thought maybe the Kings would have done during the offseason in drafting Luka Doncic. Instead, they take Marvin Bagley III, and this was something that was really interesting. It was something I followed this summer. He came out, he said he wanted to be in Sacramento. How has he been so far with this Kings team? He had a 20-point game the other night against the Nuggets, but how has his progression been early on?
Kings are extremely happy with him. He really fits what they're trying to do. They love his energy. They love the way he runs the floor. And even, I know, before, after, you know, right around the draft and even like days after, they kept on telling, you know, they would tell me, send me stuff. They said, you got to see this kid's second jump. You got to see this athleticism. He's such a great athlete, and you kind of say, okay, well, let me see. And his second jump really is something to behold on the glass. It's just, you know, he's so quick off his feet. He runs well. He's better offensively than I think people thought he would be. You know, people kind of thought he was dominant with his left hand. Could he really still score? He's shown that he can do some of that still. You know, he's still young. He's still got a lot to learn. Defensively, teams are trying to pull him away from the basket and not let him kind of, you know, camp around the rim. But the Kings love what he's showing so far. And just for a team that had been so lackluster when it comes to energy for so long, he really stands out. And really, if you can't match his energy amongst those big guys, you will look really bad. So I think it's kind of rubbing off, you know, on the other guy.
Absolutely, and I think one of the big guys that a lot of people have kind of scratched their head about over the course of the last couple of years, what they were going to do with them and how he was going to respond, was Willie Cauley-Stein. How is that relationship between those two players? And also, I mean, it really seems like Marvin Bagley has gotten the best out of Willie Cauley-Stein this year as well.
So, well, Willie, I just talked to him the other day. He really felt like this was going to be his year. And oddly enough, he told me a year ago this would be his year. And you're kind of thinking, come on, man, it's year three. And the way, Willie makes a lot of people, he's real funny to some people because the way he explains things. And like I said, he's not dumb. He's eccentric. And he has no filter. He doesn't know that there's certain things you shouldn't say for this PC reason. Like, you're not supposed to say that I don't want to hurt my hand blocking shots. He'll say that. But... What he's really done is offensively, he's not settling for the jumper. He's using that quickness that he does have in attacking, and he's attacking bigger men. The first game of the season, it was against Utah, and he really took it to Rudy Gobert. I mean, Rudy's numbers ended up being okay, but Willie got the best of Rudy that night, and he's kind of carried that aggressive attack mode. Lately, he's rebounding better. Again, it's probably been the biggest knock on him that he's not a big rebounder. He's been rebounding better. Defensively, he's all over the place. They ask him to be so many different places, and, you know, as far as helping the guards, recover to the rim. You know, he's doing a lot, and he's really, I think, having Marvin there can't hurt because, you know, hey, you draft somebody who plays my position. I think I might want to get going. Plus, it's a contract year for Willie.
Absolutely.
So, he's got all those things going to motivate him, and the coaching staff said he might have been the best player in training camp this year, just the way he came in shape and just his approach. And he's off to his best start. And one of the things I always said about Willie was that he would put up numbers in, you know, February, March, post-All-Star deadline when you're playing teams that aren't trying to win, and does it really matter if you got numbers in April? He's doing it now. To me, it's a big step for him.
I was going to say, he did it last night, too, against a big-time opponent, Hassan Whiteside. How much does that speak to just how much he has grown as a player? 26 and 13, but I think if you look at Whiteside's second-half numbers yesterday, he really did a great job of keeping him in check when the Kings went on that run.
Yeah, and I think what it really does is for the Kings, they want him to be consistent. They don't necessarily expect him to get 20-plus points every night, but he's starting to do it. You know, you start to see the points creep up more and more because he's taking advantage of his opportunities better. He's running the floor. And it just, it does, and one of the things about Willie, too, that always been, I'll be just about tonight, is that he would get up for the big names or the big team. Like, you know, for whatever reason, he always played well against the Lakers, or he had a great game against Joel Embiid. But there would be those games where maybe the guy across wasn't a marquee name. That's where Willie would disappear. So I really wanted to see over the next month or so, you know, when you don't have an all-star across from your team, will he keep it up? And I, so far, he's playing like he will. That would just be the key for the Kings to see that, you know, when you see those names, that, you know, when it's not Gobert, when it's not Embiid, will you still play? So I want to see how he really goes at it tonight.
Well, I will say tonight will be a good test for him going against Nick Vucevic, and it should be a fun one with Mo Bamba and Marvin Bagley. That should be fun to watch as well. Hey, Jason, I'm going to get you out of here on this because we're up against the clock. But last time we talked, I asked you if you had been to the WWE Performance Center. Have you gotten to go yet, and do you have any plans to go?
Not yet. I think I need to plan a vacation around it. No, a non-work, just, you know, plan a vacation and just go. I mean, I'm definitely going to get there, though. And it's on my list of things I need to do, so I'll definitely get there.
I was going to say, what actually is a vacation in this business? I'm not quite sure I know what that is.
I think August. I think I'm hiding out a little bit.
Okay, and last but not least, who wins the Universal Championship at Crown Jewel? Is it Braun Strowman or Brock Lesnar?
I think Brock.
Okay.
I just think Brock. I mean, you know that's just my hunch. I think the people want to be on Strowman. That would be a good, I think, look. But, you know, hey, Brock is still a name, so it still keeps the company, you know, relevant in mainstream media. So I would say Brock, but if it's with Strowman, I won't be mad.
Exactly. You can't argue with it. Hey, Jason, thanks so much for taking the time. I really do appreciate this, and it's always fun to chat with you.
No problem. Catch you next time.
Absolutely. That was Jason Jones of The Athletic. Go read his stuff. He does a fantastic job. You can get it on your computer, tablet, or phone. All you got to do, get an Athletic subscription. It's like $3. It's going to be the best $3 you spend this month. On the other side of Magic Drive Time, when we return, we take a look at the Local 5 starting five, what they're going up against tonight. We also give you our three key storylines. We'll see you around the bend.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Exciting news, Magic fans and pasta lovers. Olive Garden and the Orlando Magic have teamed up for a delicious giveaway. When the Magic make 3 or more dunks during a home game, everyone in attendance receives an offer for free soup, salad, and breadsticks. Just look for a text code during or after the game to redeem. Grab your tickets for the opportunity to score this mouth-watering deal. Then show off a few sweet dunks of your own at Olive Garden. Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in this? Make this musical request? Or this one? Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime, redefined.
Need to sell your home? With Listed.com, pay 0% listing commission and still get a team of expert realtors, MLS listing, and professional photos. Pay 0% listing commission and still get our revolutionary yard sign, direct mail campaign, and powerful print marketing. Pay 0% listing commission and still get a dedicated property website. Pay 0% listing commission, but only if you're one of the first 1,000 people to list with Listed.com by December 31st. That's LISTED.com. 888-777-9611.
Does not include buyer's agent commission. See website for terms and conditions. Listed.com.
The Orlando Magic are partnering with CenturyLink to recognize Central Florida students excelling in the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math with the STEM All-Stars program. If you know a deserving student, visit orlandomagic.com/STEM to fill out a nomination form. 5 students throughout the season will receive tickets to a Magic game, a personalized jersey, and be recognized on the court at the game. To learn more or to nominate a student, visit orlandomagic.com/STEM.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for 3. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
See a test from the West when your Orlando Magic take on the Los Angeles Lakers at Amway Center on Saturday, November 17th. It's the only time that LeBron James and the Lakers will stop in Orlando this season, so don't miss your chance to see this marquee matchup.
Back to Nick, right to the window he goes, softly lays it up and in.
It's a classic night, so be part of history and come celebrate 30 years of pure magic, presented by Florida Hospital. Buy your tickets now at OrlandoMagic.com to see the Magic play the Lakers on November 17th at 7 p.m. It's pure magic.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.